Haunted Calgary's annual Halloween attraction is back at New Horizon Mall for its third year in 2021, aiming to capture the spirit of the spookiest holiday of the year while keeping everyone safe and supporting local initiatives. Halloween is a time for fun, and that is kind of Haunted Calgary's niche. We're a fun family activity, Haunted Calgary creative director Christine Campbell said. We're not, maybe, the scariest haunted house in the Calgary area, but we definitely aim to be one of the most fun. Campbell said this year's haunted house, once again hosted in the underground, heated parkade of the Balzac-based shopping mall, is a one-directional, maze-style concept that has been built completely from scratch. Usually, we log about over 6,000 manpower hours put on the attraction, she said. She went on to say approximately 40 to 50 actors are part of the show each night, every one of them a volunteer. According to Campbell, Haunted Calgary is a social enterprise, meaning no profits are kept from running the themed attraction. Instead, all profits are donated back to the community. We are really trying to create social good through the impact of our program, she said, adding this includes not only donating funds to local causes, but helping volunteers gain valuable skills through their work. According to Campbell, Haunted Calgary volunteers are taught how to safely and effectively use power tools when constructing the sets, as well as other job skills. If there is profit at the end of the show, she said that all money is donated, and volunteers are able to choose where their honorarium is donated from a list of Haunted Calgary's charitable partners. Just to support the community, I think, would be one of the best reasons to attend, she said. While scary fun is at the top of the list for the team, Campbell emphasized that safety is also of the utmost importance. She said this means specific elements of the shows are tuned down as a way to ensure optimal conditions for everyone, including wide walkways and brighter lights. COVID-19 health protocols are also at the top of the crew's mind, according to Campbell. Patrons have to purchase their tickets online as a way to control capacity and minimize points of contact. Masking is required throughout the indoor attraction, and attendees must provide proof of vaccination or a recent, negative COVID-19 test in order to be admitted. We have, all along, said that we will only put on the event if we feel we can do so safely both for guests and volunteers, Campbell said. One of the ways we're committed to maintaining that safety is to require mandatory vaccinations as well as mandatory masks. The first showing of the attraction was held on October 9, and Campbell said it will run every Friday and Saturday until October 30. For more information about the event, along with frequently asked questions and ticket sales, visit hauntedcalgary.org.